Sabe by the Electric Indian, heard on your transistor car or plug-in radio on monitor. You can cruise around the world by airplane for a mere $7,685. That's the offer made by one travel outfit. But here in 1969, Monitor, brought to you by Ford, invites you to circle the world free, gratis, for nothing, as we zero in on the topic of fall and winter vacation travel this weekend. I'm Gene Rayburn, and for a bonus, we offer a Monitor pick of the week, Glenn Campbell's newest, Try a Little Kindness.
Brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seas he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, when you're going the wrong way, when you've got to try a little kindness, get your kindness, and just try your life.
Narrow-minded people, only narrow-minded people.
talking to the man who claims to have the most sensitive hearing in the world. He lives inside a 1970 Ford.
Would you mind buttoning your jacket? Your heartbeat's giving me a terrific headache.
Certainly, sir. Tell me, why are you living in a 1970 Ford?
Well, I have very sensitive hearing, and the 1970 Ford is the quietest place I could find.
I see.
It's so quiet, I'm not even sure when the engine is running.
Oh, it's not running.
Oh.
Well, the new big Ford is a plush, beautiful place. You've got a big living room front here with wall-to-wall stuff.
Thank you. I'm still working on it.
Tell me, sir, where did you live before you discovered the 1970 Ford?
The country.
Ah, the birds. Too loud, huh?
Yeah, but it was the ants that really gave me a splitting headache.
The ants?
Yeah, well, they live in these little cities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about loud. You haven't heard noise until you've heard a bunch of ants putting up a new office building.
I see. So that's why you prefer the 1970 Ford.
Sure. It's not only quiet,
because
it's built better, and it's not only luxurious, but there are absolutely no ants. This weekend, Monitor is devoting special attention to fall and winter vacations, so let's climb aboard our ski lift now and talk with a gentleman who's very familiar with a major winter attraction. He's John Fry, editor-in-chief of Ski Magazine. John, is there anything new in ski facilities on the eastern slopes?
There are no new resorts as such, Gene, but there are several resorts that have expanded a great deal. There are a lot of new chairlifts and gondola lifts being built here in the east. Waterville Valley up in New Hampshire, which is where they held the World Cup races last season, has created a whole new expert area and has built a new village. And Mittersville at Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire has expanded tremendously and has put in one of the largest snowmaking installations in the world. It's interesting about snowmaking, you know, because this year, for the first time, there are going to be several dozen ski areas here in the East that are going to be able to guarantee skiing by Thanksgiving. Not because the snow will fall from the sky, but because they'll be able to manufacture it.
All they need is freezing temperature.
That's right.
So I assume then that skiing is going to be bigger and better, and everything is going to be more crowded than ever.
And it is expanding.
Yeah. Well, you think there will also be an increase in family skiing?
Yes. Skiing is a terrific sport for families because it's one of those few sports where parents and kids can go together and enjoy the thing together. There is one problem, is that the sport does tend to become expensive for people. And one thing that people can do, if you're going skiing as a family, try not to think of that you have to go to the glamour resorts. There are plenty of T-bar areas and rope tow areas and so on where you can ski for half the cost and enjoy yourself just as much.
I suppose this winter, as every winter for many, many years in the past, there'll be plenty of first-time skiers who will just be trying the sport on for size. How about some practical advice for the beginner, John?
Well, I think, first of all, people, of course, are a little bit scared of the injury situation in skiing, and they needn't be so much if they would pay a little attention to their physical conditioning, limber up, do some exercises for 2-3 weeks before they ever get out on the slope. I think that would cut down injuries a lot. And the other is to be sure to go to a ski shop and get your boots mounted with the proper release bindings and make sure that the release bindings are adjusted properly so you come out when you want to come out.
Mm-hmm. Now, for a beginner, for someone who may not want to continue, would you advocate for someone who wants to try it out, renting equipment for the first few times just to see if they're going to like the sport?
Very definitely. I think there's no point for somebody who's never taken up the sport before to go out and spend $200 or $300 on equipment. You can rent skis for $4 or $5 a day. You can rent boots, which isn't always satisfactory, but at least it's a way to get started and see if you like the sport.
All right, beginners, skiers, you've got the word there from the man who should know, the editor-in-chief of Ski Magazine, John Fry.
Thank you.
Mustang has always had a different personality.
Mustang.
The 1970 Mustang is also different. It has an all-new grille and new fender extensions with simulated air scoops. And no one else in Mustang's class gives you a choice of three roof lines. Mustang has been America's best-selling sporty car since the day it came out. Some car. Some difference.
You don't need a heart just to square that you care. You don't need a heart to break in. You're a friend. But you need a heart just to stay. Come on, man. just feel better now. Now that you have told me everything, all the things everyone already knew, and now you say that your heart's hurting you, but you don't need a
Page's latest, You Don't Need a Heart. Well, be that as it may, you do need...
A whole new road-hugging design. Longer, lower, and wider. Shaped in a wind tunnel, refined on the racing circuit. Torino is what 1970 is all about. A new ventilation system on two-door models. Two-way ride smoothing suspension on all models. Torino is modern, roomy, and wild. And your Torino can be powered by your choice of five new high-efficiency V8s that turn on up to 429 cubic inches worth of V8 muscle. See your Ford dealer and take off.
Whee! And away we go, wheeling through the weekend on the Monitor Beacon.
Gals, hear this. Today, Gimbel's Great Sample Coat Event. Exceptional savings on a magnificent collection of real fashion sample coats. Today is your chance to buy designer sample coats at Gimbel's at one-third off comparable prices. Yes, gals, Gimbel's has gathered a terrific collection of sample coats from America's finest manufacturers. A sample coat is a top designer's creation. The coats he puts his best workmanship, his finest fabrics, his greatest skills into. And today, sample coats like these are yours at one-third off in Gimbel's New York Great Coat Event. Ladies, Gimbel's has sample wool coats, sample maxi coats, sample suede coats, shaped coats, flare coats, coats heaped with fur, coats by the hundreds, at one-third off comparable prices at Gimbel's New York today. Yes, it's your chance to own a true designer sample coat and pocket the savings. So, gals, if you wear a lucky model size, get a sample coat. Get to Gimbel's New York Great Sample Coat Event today.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn with more of Monitor. And if there's one factor that's important for vacations at any time of the year, in fall and winter, as well as summer and spring, it's the weather. So should you be starting a vacation this weekend, here's what the weather may be in various parts of the country. Here it is, right hot off the wire. So hot I could hardly hold it here. Now, let's see. Pretty good day today, almost all over the country. Sunny and pleasant fall weather will cover most of the nation today. Oh, little chance of some showers here in New York State and New England and in some sections of Florida. A little bit of rain in the Pacific Northwest.
Did you ever stop to think how a helicopter pilot in Vietnam sees where he's going on those rainy, stormy days over the steaming paddies and jungles? He can't rely on instruments or control towers. He's got to see. He has to rely on windshield wipers and they are ANCO wipers. Only ANCO wipers are used on aircraft made in America, military and commercial. Just as important is today's traffic on the ground. It's too crowded and too fast to be caught with wiper blades that streak and blur your vision. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, hardens, from sun, wind, and road film, and will not wipe glass without streaking. So you change it, and the best wiper you can get is ANCO. You'll see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet in service stations everywhere. Pull in and get your blades replaced or refilled. Be sure they're ANCO, the push-button refillable wiper blade. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Another music now from Roger Williams Orchestra and Chorus, and if you're traveling around in the coming months, you might try following their suggestion. Be a sort of unofficial goodwill ambassador. For the good taste of a Kent.
What a good time. What a good time. What a good time for a Kent. Catching sunbeams or dodging raindrops, looking for rainbows high on the hilltop, and suddenly splendid and the top is our special place.
Were good times invented for the good taste of Kent, or was it the other way around? All we know is, wherever the good times are, millions of smokers are thinking, hey, what a good time for a Kent.
What a good time for a Kent.
Now, Joe Garagiola.
The big surprise of the baseball season is the fact that the Mets won the National League's Eastern Division title. The second biggest surprise is that the St. Louis Cardinals didn't win. The other day, I asked Cardinal manager Red Cheney to explain the 1969 Cardinals.
Joe, it's pretty hard to explain our ball club. I know we were picked to win, and we're going to be lucky now we end up in third place. And our big problem was scoring runs. You know, last year and the year before, we were able to get the hit at the right time to score a few runs. I think we're just about last. I think San Diego is the only club that we outscored so far, so I think that answers the whole thing. Our pitching has been good. We could have used a little better bullpen pitching at the beginning of the year, but from the middle of the year on, we have been pretty good after Grant joined our ball club and Young Taylor.
Well, as far as averages, you have five men around 280, yet you're not scoring. There's no single thing you can finger.
Well, no. Our batting and hitting, and in fact, we've hit about seven or eight more home runs than we did last year at this time already. So it's the run production at the right time. And in the beginning of the year, I would have to say we didn't play real good ball. We made a lot of errors. We made mental mistakes as far as running into suicide. on the bases where the play was right in front of the player so many times, and it took us out of a few ball games, and that was a I think that's the big thing, Joe. You can go back. You know, any time you play a whole season, you can go back, and you never think about the beginning of the year being so important. But when you come in September, you can realize how important the games were that you should have won and you didn't.
Your ball club looked like, for the first month and a half, we're still in Florida, like they were left at the game.
Well, Joe, in Florida, talking about Florida, I never saw a better ball club in Florida than
our
ball club.
You're the experts. Everybody picked you.
We done everything right. We'd get in a rundown play, practice on them, and one or two throws, you're out of there. Relay plays, cutoff, throwing to the right base, everything was so good. And plus that, our hitting was good. Anytime we needed a base hitter, we needed a long ball, someone hit it. Someone on first base, they knocked him in.
Is that really when that happens in spring training, Red? Can you foresee something?
Well, Bing Devine said, Red, he says, I'm worried. He says, this is too good to be true. He says, I've never seen a ball club like this before. And he says, it kind of worries me. I hope we can continue when the season started. And, of course, I guess Bing had a feeling. And when the season started, we just didn't do too well. We just couldn't get started.
Later today on Monitor, Red Shandeen's on the subject of the teams that will be playing in next week's playoff. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor. Gene Rayburn here for Griffin with a message for your shoes. I was talking to my shoes the other day. They are embarrassed about being dull and scuffed up while the other clothes look great. The rest of you shoes out there, clue in the brain to use Griffin Paste Wax. Griffin gives a 3-day shine. No wonder Griffin is used by so many professional shoe shine parlors. Feet start looking smart. Use Griffin polish. You pay a little less and get a lot more shine with Griffin, America's number one shoe polish. You hear that, brain? Aquarius, Dick Hyman style. If you're hearing us in Mankato, Minnesota, you're tuned to station KYSM. If you're hearing us elsewhere, you're tuned to an NBC station whose call letters will be revealed shortly after I finish saying, Gene Rayburn here, back with more of Monitor in a little while.
Commissioner Neil L. Moylan of the New York State Department of Commerce. If you've ever visited a foreign land, you know the feeling of helplessness that overcomes you when faced with the necessity to communicate unequipped with the tools of communication. Many visitors to New York State don't speak our common language, and like all strangers in a foreign land, they have the need to communicate. During these vacation days, more foreign visitors than ever before will visit the Empire State. A friendly New Yorker can always find a way to get the point across, and there are many ways to find the answers needed by that traveler from abroad. Direct him to the Chamber of Commerce or the local information bureau or Traveler's Aid. But by all means, don't be too shy to try and help. Travel is a more than $3 billion a year business in New York State. You can help New York State by being a helpful New Yorker.
This is the place, the Charlie Brown Place, weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660 New York.
This is Hugh Morgan, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 65 degrees in New York and clear. The Army showing no signs of easing off in the Green Beret murder case in Saigon, has accused a special forces captain from Bloomfield, New Jersey, as being the trigger man. Robert Marasco has been charged with killing a South Vietnamese civilian. He and five other Green Beret officers have been ordered to stand court-martial for the killing. Marasco has sent cables to his wife and parents in New Jersey denying the charge. Defense attorneys say the man killed was actually a double agent. Not long ago, a defense attorney said if the Army continued to press ahead with the case, there would be a real Roman holiday in court. New York City's mayoral race is turning toward the stretch, and Mayor Lindsay has added another ingredient to the campaign pie. Lindsay says the war in Vietnam should be an issue in the campaign because it's costing city taxpayers $9 billion a year, plus another $100 million in inflation. Lindsay's Democratic opponent, Mario Procaccino, says the mayor's move is simply a maneuver, and added President Nixon doesn't need any advice from Lindsay. And conservative Republican candidate John Markey said once again the mayor has insulted the intelligence of New Yorkers by trying to make a foreign policy issue the scapegoat for his failure in office. A group of Harlem residents are not only strongly opposed to the construction of a state office building on 125th Street, but are angry over the heavy use of policemen used to guard the site. Last night, the group marched to the mayor's residence and demanded that the men in blue be moved back to the streets where they belong. A spokesman for the group, Reverend A. Kendall Smith, said if the police are not going to protect us, then they should get out. The demonstrators remained at Gracie Mansion until early this morning and at one point threatened to crash the gates. They promised citywide demonstrations if nothing is done about the situation. A New Jersey welfare official doesn't think the Garden State could be trapped by the wholesale fraud that infected New York City's welfare system. A federal report turned up $66 million a year in welfare overpayments here in the city. Irving Engelman, New Jersey's welfare director, says he doubts if that could happen on his side of the Hudson. The elevator constructor strike, now headed for the three-month mark, is beginning to take its toll. Workers at 26 high-rise construction sites in New York City have started to receive layoff notices from their contractors. The move is being made on all buildings once a height of 150 feet has been reached. Beyond that, height elevators are necessary. 25 other sites will soon reach the 150-foot level, and they too will have to shut down. 100 years ago, it was called a bone-crunching experiment, and today we call it football. The first practitioners of the sport were Rutgers and Princeton universities. In that first match, Rutgers defeated Princeton 6-4. Since that time, however, Princeton has swept 50 of the last 59 games under the rug for victories. Today, the nation's oldest collegiate rivals will meet again in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and will restage the original game before the real action gets underway. The Czechoslovakian federal government is reported to have tendered its resignation to President Ludwig Svoboda. The U.S. command in Saigon says there were 10 enemy rocket barrages and mortar attacks in South Vietnam overnight. Another American unit has left Vietnam today under President Nixon's current troop withdrawal order. Now the weather story for Manhattan, mostly sunny and seasonably mild today and tomorrow, high both days in the low 70s, fair tonight, low in the mid-50s. Right now the winds are from the northwest at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 68%. It's 65 degrees and clear here in New York. Now back to Monitor with Gene Rayburn.
Rayburn here, too. Last week, we called this the Age of Miracles, so to speak. What with the moon landing and Tiny Tim's engagement, this week, we add the fantastic victory of the Mets. And that brings us to the next amazing event described by the new establishment.
Oh,
Devoting a goodly portion of our show this weekend to fall and winter vacations, here's a word of advice now to monitor motorists who are planning to visit Canada or Mexico and intend taking the family dog along. Our neighbors on both sides of the border require proof that your dog has been vaccinated against rabies for Canada within the past 12 months. In addition, for Mexico, a permit costing $4 must be obtained from a Mexican consulate office before you cross the border. So watch it if you travel with a dog.
Any lunch goes better when you Campbell up.
Campbell up a sandwich with Campbell's vegetable soup and you've got a delicious hot lunch. It's the alphabet soup with your name in every bowl, good health in every bite, and 16 great garden vegetables.
Nothing warms you so, nothing makes you glow like a bowl of soup when you sit down and Campbell up.
Monitor's film critic, Gene Shalit.
Movies are a hit or miss business, and this week it's mostly miss. My first exclusive. This week's movie to miss is called De Sade. It's about the Marquis de Sade, who gave us the word sadist. A sadist is someone who inflicts pain for sexual pleasure. The Marquis de Sade, who flourished in the late 1700s, was the sort of fellow who flirted with a woman, and if she said, "Beat it, Marquis," he'd take out a whip. So they'd throw him in jail. This new movie pretends to be the story of his life, but all it is a sleepy parade of unattractive, giggly girls with bare bosoms, bare bottoms, and barely a thought in their heads. The only thing shocking about these naked romps and rumps is the shocking pink nail polish color of the photography. This color is the tip-off that we're going to see girls in the buff. As soon as they all put their clothes back on, we return to the film's regular muddy color. The actor who plays De Sade is Keir DeLay. Also on screen are John Huston, who has more lines on his face than he has in the script, and Lily Palmer. The beauty part is played by Senta Berger. Maybe you saw Keir DeLay in Space Odyssey, where he was out-acted by a computer. Or maybe you saw him in David and Lisa. He was good in that one. But in De Sade, he's just foolish. Some of the fault belongs to the writer, who couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted Keir DeLay to speak in stilted antique sentences like, "Cease, woman," or to talk in modern primary school language like, "Run, Spot, run." The director obviously didn't care. He just wanted to get back to the pink parts. And if that's all you want, you can see De Sade, who this week is on your neighborhood marquee. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
A little play on words there, yeah. You didn't get it, huh? Gee, you know, it sounds as if you have to be a masochist to go see that movie.
Just because you're a woman, during your childbearing years, you need 50% more iron in your diet than a man does. Your teenagers need as much iron as adults. What's more, the government says only half of the American families have diets that meet the recommended daily allowance for all nutrients.
Very interesting, Mr. Know-It-All. Just what am I supposed to do about it?
Don't take chances. Take Watkins' new multivitamins with iron. One tablet gives you an ample supply of all the vitamins you normally need, plus 50% more than the full adult daily dietary requirement for iron.
All that in one tablet? Must cost a fortune.
Not really. Watkins regularly sells 130 tablets for $3.29, but if you buy during September, you get a dollar off the regular price and a token good for a 50-cent saving on your next purchase of Watkins vitamins.
130 tablets. That's 30 more tablets than most of them offer. And I save a dollar and get the token, too.
One cup of happiness now, the latest from Dean Martin.
Say, waiter, would you kindly stop? Take my order, please. Tonight I'm full of emptiness and old-time memories. So I need something special that'll chase the blues away and help me to forget about the dreams of yesterday. Just bring me one cup of happiness and one peace of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. One cup of happiness and one peace of mind. Say, waiter, I just thought of something that I've never tried. I'd like to have a little bit of heaven on my side. You know, it may sound funny, but when I was passing by, the sign up in your window is the thing that caught my eye. I don't recall exactly, but I do believe it says, we guarantee to satisfy, so you go right ahead and bring me a cup of happiness and one peace of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. Of happiness and one peace of mind. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave behind. One cup of happiness and one peace of mind.
Okay, already. Autumn is here, but that doesn't mean outdoor cookery time is over. Not for many weeks yet. So here's a bit of advice to make your barbecuing more efficient. Get some magnetic cup hooks from your local magnetic cup hook source, wherever, you know, the hardware store, and place them on the outside of the barbecue grill. These hooks are very handy for holding pot holders and your barbecue utensils. And for tasty as well as efficient barbecuing, add this.
Picking away on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Hot dog, armor hot dog.
What kind of kids eat armor hot dog?
That is skinny kids, kids who climb a lot. Tough kids, busy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dog.
Armor hot dog. Good dog, kids love to
And the nice thing about it is that they don't bite back. You're on the monitor beacon.
It's worth a trip.
What's worth a trip?
From anywhere.
Anywhere? You're kidding.
Two shots at A&S.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the huge furniture sale today, Saturday at A&S Brooklyn store. Two floors full of furniture, convertibles, and mattresses. 20 to 50% off A&S own original prices. Excess inventory, floor samples, odd pieces, and full sets fresh from A&S warehouses. On sale for one day. Every style imaginable. Reductions like these. Mediterranean, French, and Italian provincial and modern sofas. Custom covered in deluxe fabrics. Originally $257 to $279, they're $195. studios, convertibles, and sofa beds. Were $119 to $549, they're $77 to $297. Today only, Saturday at Abraham & Strauss, Brooklyn store only. Save 20 to 50%, even more on furniture.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn again as Monitor continues, brought to you by Ford with 15 new models for 1970, including the big Ford with the quiet that stays with you and the all-new Torino shaped by the wind. Ford is the going thing. If Dionne Warwick sounds as if she's in pain, she's got good reason. Hear all about it in your lost, you've lost that loving feeling or whatever.
You never close your eyes anymore when I see your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Excitement about the amazing Mets baseball team. Football is also one of the going things at this time of the year, so let's go to Detroit. All right, out there, 21, 34, 17, hut, hut, hut.
Dan Patrick from the practice field of the National Football League's Detroit Lions. And with me as one halfback you can count on to go far. I'm talking about the Lions' Mel Farr. Mel, in a few short years, you've had a number of notable achievements. You've been National Football League Rookie of the Year, one of the top ground gainers in the game. What's your biggest thrill so far in this game of football?
Well, man, I have to go back to my first year. We played our first game against the world champions, Green Bay Packers, and in that particular game, I gained over 100 yards, and so that was a thrill for me because I guess it proved that I could run ball in the National Football League, you know.
How far do you see the National Football League coming back in the Super Bowl this year after that big surprise between the Jets and Baltimore last January?
Yes, I do. I think that we're going to show them that the NFL is still the best league to play in. And I thought that I guess one team can get up for a big victory like the Jets did, but I think overall I think the NFL is still a better league than the AFL.
You think the Detroit Lions are a long way from getting in the Super Bowl, or do you think they're getting closer?
I think this is the year for the Lions.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. You know, while you and I have been talking, I've been admiring that new 1970 Ford LTD sitting over here. Is that your car?
No, it's not mine, but I own one. I hope I can get one this year, 1970.
Well, if you gain 1,000 yards, I don't think there'd be any question about that.
You going to give me what?
Well, I might. I'll tell you that. If you get you in that Super Bowl, I might do that. Mel, you're a long student's performance. Right here on the field is another red-hot performer, the 1970 Ford Torino. Now, this is kind of a bumpy place to take a ride, but let's say let you and I try it out. Maybe you'll like this one.
Okay, Van.
You like the car?
It looks good. Looks good.
Well, I might even let you drive.
All right, fine. Let's go test it out.
Okay, Mel Farr, let's start this 1970 Ford Torino. You know, I've spent a lot of time on the racetracks, Mel, and a lot of the research developed on the racetrack has gone to this car. For instance, the wind tunnel research gives Torino a low-drag silhouette. Now, that's the shape race-winning Torinos use for better track holding at 200 miles an hour. So you don't get all that wind noise. That's really been cut down on this car. Can you tell that?
Well, it's a quad-running car. It's a smooth-running car, and I like this 1970 Torino. It's a real nice car.
You probably noticed, too, Mel, we've got a lot of room in here. We've added just a few inches here, and all that's up to a new size in America's intermediate. One that means greater road stability, more passenger comfort as we took that turn. Notice?
It's a great car, man. It's just a great performer.
And you know what? It's at your Ford dealers right now.
One other music. Now, new, see that girl, hear them Vogue, those Vogue. Well, actually, the Vogue.
Thank you.
heard the expression, lend a helping hand? Well, the best way to achieve this is to put a pen in that hand and write a check in support of your local United campaign. When you give the United Way, you give once. And you're helping a number of community services, helping everyone from the young to the very old. Give your fair share. Now, as usual, at the top of the hour, a minute away or so, NBC Monitor News. Gene Rayburn here.
Time to join it.